7:51 on Connect FM. It's your morning connection for a Friday, and it's time for some reconnection. Albert Varicello heads up the Du Bois Dream, of course, and it's been a while since we've had an update from Albert on what's going on with the Du Bois Dream. As a matter of fact, Albert, we were just talking about how we think it was like right before the Tour de Du Bois. And
yeah, Tour de Varicello. yeah, definitely. Yeah, so I think it was. So that would have been early July.
Yeah.
So
it's been over a month.
And there was a lot that happened, and I appreciate you letting everything get out there, because the Tour de Varicella went really well, obviously through the Varicella Foundation, which we tie that in with our TBT as well, which is on our uniforms for the Du Bois Dream. So the Tour de Varicella went really well. Thankful to bring it back at the 15th anniversary in honor of my dad, obviously honored my mom as well.
Yeah.
All the bike riders seemed like they enjoyed it. Everyone stayed safe. That was most important. And it was a little small fundraiser to help give back. You know, we still provide scholarships and stuff like that. So now the challenge is going to be, what do we do with the Varicella Foundation moving forward, just to continue to expand it? And tying it in with the Du Bois Dream will definitely help. And we have a couple different things on the horizon for the Du Bois Dream. So all that stuff just kind of ties in.
Great. And just a little side note, if I remember correctly, the morning of the bike tour, there was a rainbow in the sky above the YMCA where you were doing registration.
Yep. Right? It was just a simple reminder there. As I always say, like, I don't believe in coincidences. It was just too crazy, because there wasn't any rain.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you know, you look up over the YMCA where the race is starting, there's a rainbow. And it just made me think, you know, mom and dad are smiling down. So it was definitely a cool thing. And it was nice to have some family in, as well as everybody else that donated, supported. Yeah. It was just, brought some joy to my family and a bunch of hard work. I've never ran a bike race, but it definitely went well.
Yeah, very cool and a great blessing there. And then you turned the corner and you guys were in West Virginia playing in the basketball tournament.
Yep.
Tell us how that went.
Went well until the end.
Until you took the court.
Well, not even that. I mean, I guess we were down double digits throughout the game, but it was a great crowd. I think we played in front of about 2,500 people.
Awesome.
In Charleston, West Virginia. Training camp went really well. We were out at West Liberty University. We were able to tie in some youth basketball stuff out there, got on the news out there, spread the word about the Du Bois Dream, had the legendary coach Jim Crutchfield on board.
Mm-hmm.
Get to the game, and we probably faced one of the worst teams we probably could have faced, which in the sense of the style of play.
Yeah.
So similar to last year, we played the Penn State alumni, had a somewhat of a tight game. We could have beat them. They ended up in the Final Four of the TBT.
Mm-hmm.
We faced this best Virginia, West Virginia alumni team. They were ready to play full court press just like us.
Mm-hmm.
Ton of turnovers, kind of got a little sloppy there. We ended up making a comeback. We were up in the Elam ending time. And once you know it, we end up losing to a guy that I believe, from what I've heard, is shoots about 50% from the free throw line. So he knocks down two in a row, which usually at that point you
what
expect.
Are the chances?
Yeah, you definitely expect somebody. You expect somebody who shoots 50% to miss at least one or two free throws. He knocks them down. They win the game. But overall, it was another good experience as far as TBT.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the result didn't necessarily line up with it. But you know, overall, definitely grateful to be a part of TBT again.
You guys were there. That's the important thing.
Always. Yeah. And of course, West Virginia makes a run to the Final Four as well. So the past 2 years, the teams we've lost to have made Final Four runs. They've been semifinalists. So our time's coming. It just, I thought it was this year, but you know, you chalk it up to experience, and it was a positive experience. And we had a lot of great people on board, and it was cool. Appreciate, you know, Connect FM, you, Dan, helping us spread the word to get TBT out there. I think our first round game on YouTube was one of the most watched games in the entire tournament. So
people are watching
the Du Bois Dream, and we're going to continue to expand. And part of that expansion is going to be potentially another European connection that we have that, you know, I can kind of bring up now and that you may enjoy is potentially out in Ukraine.
Oh, nice.
So we have the Malta connection now. Obviously, we have some connections in Taiwan as Jaden was here.
Mm-hmm.
You probably remember Jaden coming in and talking with us. Now a team in Ukraine is looking to partner with us, and the Du Bois Dream is starting to expand, and may have some dream teams out in Europe and find out the best country to be a, you know, kind of connect yeah, with at yeah. the moment. But they have a lot of cool things coming up and a lot of big things they want to do with their youth basketball program. So we'll see if we can connect with them and make it happen. And
it's amazing.
Yep. Small town of Dubois getting out there.
Yeah. Dubois dream worldwide here. Yep. So we're back to school here, Albert. Yeah. And so what does that mean for the Dubois dream, the Vericalo Foundation, as you head into the fall season here?
Yeah. So the fall season was back to school. Kind of makes me think of, hey, we're going to get back into our youth basketball stuff as well. So there's a bunch of stuff going over on at the Finxler Fieldhouse. They're actually hosting a 7th and 8th grade league. But for us in the Dubois Dream, I think what I'm going to start doing, because me and my wife are expecting coming up here in the next month, so things are cracking down. But I think what I'm going to be able to handle is some workouts for kids. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that are reaching out as far as how they can be a part of the Dubois Dream. So I've been trying to figure out, like, we've done tryouts, we've done different things like that, but I may do sporadic workouts, because a lot of people seem to, hey, I miss your tryout. Hey, I miss this. I may start scheduling, you know, monthly workouts for prospects, potential prospects to come in. We can kind of do that. But that also may tie in with some of the older kids, not only just 18U, which is, so we have 12, 14, 16, and 18U kids, mm-hmm. but also we have these kids that just graduated college. We no longer do the PBL stuff. You remember the Premier Basketball League,
right.
Kind of our stuff we would do. That obviously dissolved. But what I might do is tie it in with some of these overseas leagues I'm doing. I may have some workouts and some tryouts or something along those lines for guys that have just graduated to see if they want to continue their career overseas. So mm-hmm. we have the TBT side of it, but that's just in July usually.
Yeah.
But now what I may do is see if I can get them together and see if I can get them an opportunity either in Malta. This Ukraine thing may come together. Even Taiwan. I have some things working with Taiwan and then some of our 3-on-3 stuff. So I'm not at a loss for ideas. It's just how much can I actually do is what it comes down to.
And implementing those,
exactly.
those great ideas. Well, we're gonna stay close in touch and more up to date than we have over the past month and a half, obviously.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. And then I forgot to bring up, too, we are doing our prison tour. You may have seen some of the pictures.
I've seen some of that on Facebook.
Yeah, we are just at SEI Huntington. So the funny thing is just people keep reaching out. So anybody that wants to Dubois Dream, Dreamy, all that type of stuff, we're just really grateful for our community and the support. You know, Dan, Connect FM, you guys have been awesome with us. So with my dad's bike race, the Vericalo Foundation, the Tour de Vericalo was awesome. TBT, AAU, all that stuff. I'm just going to keep trying to figure out how we can continue to give back to the community, because it all comes back around.
Well, and we'll still keep trying to get those updates out there and maybe talk to you in just a few weeks here, Albert.
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
Hey, thank you so much for the update.
All right, thanks, Dan. Mm-hmm.